Blog Talk Radio.
Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. We got a special guest this morning, Miss Lydia Mary. She'll be coming up in just a minute on our newsmaker line. The Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. It's all about you. It's the one and only radio show that lets you know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. It's all about making a difference in this world. And also, it's based on the magazine and the black card holders. The black card holders are individuals who are movers and shakers, people who are doing things in the DMV to make a difference, a better life, a better world. It's all about you. It's all about you taking initiative to get involved, to help other businesses grow and stay in business and make sure that we have successful business ventures. It's hard nowadays, but today, together, we can do it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Lydia Murphy on our newsmaker line. She is an extraordinary woman. She does things that you definitely have to be involved in. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Whatever you touch is anointed. She is a woman who touches things and makes things happen. She has awesome things that make people want to come to and get involved with. Lydia, are you on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. How are you? And good morning to everyone.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome aboard. First off, Lydia, I want you to tell audience a little bit about you and about your business.
Well, I have a Valentine's Day gala, which I do every Valentine's Day, and I have it on Valentine's Day, so that's February 14th each year. This is a God-first event. It starts out with gospel music, and we're serving hors d'oeuvres, and you're walking around just enjoying the company of everyone and networking. And it's a red carpet affair. It's something that you don't want to miss. This is our fourth annual coming up, and it'll be held at Martin's West. And we'll be supporting cancer research, and we will be putting money back into Breaking the Chains ministry, which that ministry feeds to grassroots organizations and helps them through their visions, so with their tools and their love and their resources, they're able to turn their visions into action.
Excellent. What made you decide to choose Valentine's Day to do an event? Valentine's Day is not an easy day to do an event. Takes a lot of love, a lot of dedication, takes endurance. It's just a difficult day to do an event, especially for people who are for business elegant people. It's not a day that's easy to do. What made you choose Valentine's Day?
Well, Well, I've done many events, fashion shows, and different types of events. And the one that stuck with me the most and meant the most was Valentine's Day. It's a day of love that's here that everyone, most people, like to share and give tokens of love. Now, I believe that through this event, you get the understanding of love and have that shared all year long. And so I felt Valentine's Day would be the best time to share that love, and then hopefully every year you'll come back to it. It's an event that's full of entertainment and love music. And we have on the other side after dinner hour, we have regular R&B music that is done by the band. And so we have a band, a DJ, and we have artists to sing that engage while you dance. So it's just spreading love, and that's why I chose Valentine's Day to bring this to the people.
So it's a red carpet affair. It's an actual sit-down dinner and then live entertainment.
Yes,
an opportunity
lots of entertainment. Right.
Lots of
now, right. Now, for the first time, this is our fourth annual, we're going to do it in a buffet style. We're doing it at Martin West. Because Martin West puts on such an elegant buffet, and there's so many choices of food that's put there that is just elegantly done, it fit our elegance of our event that we do. So for the first time, we're going to do a buffet. I am sure that it will go off just as wonderful as our sit-down meal dinner. And the reason I did that was because of love and being served. But the place and the way, the place that we're having at Martin's West and the way that they do it makes it wonderful. So we're going to have a buffet dinner, which will be everything that you can imagine on that menu. Let's just say crab and beef and ham and fruit. We just have everything there. So the way it's displayed made me make that choice this time at our fourth end.
That is superb, because people love a buffet. I mean, a lot of people like the idea of choosing what they want to put on their plate rather than their plate coming with it already on it. They love the aspect of to the buffet and getting items that they prefer. Because sometimes with a sit-down dinner, people have to send plates back, or they say, I don't eat beef, or I don't eat. They just have to do different things. So a buffet is good in all respects. Also, when it comes to these Valentine's Day gifts, are there going to be any type of giveaways or any type of door prizes?
Well, we usually have a raffle, and we have vendors there that will be promoting their businesses. We don't have selling of anything, but they can promote, and those tables will be surrounding the event out in the 4 years of the event. We are also looking to do a car giveaway, and this will be to support Breaking of the Chains so they have more money within their company to be able to cede to the grassroots organizations. We're looking to be able to give this car away at the event. So it's still early, and we're still in the planning stages of this. So I have to say that part of it a little later, because there'll be a lot more coming up. Our artists, the band that we're using, our special guest that's coming will be announced, let's just say, at least by, I would say, around October, November of this year.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon your organization, Breaking of Chains or Bridging of Chains. We'll be right back with Lydia Murphy. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Your inheritance is the blessing of Abraham, and you are truly doing something that's blessing for lots of people. People are going to enjoy this event. They have enjoyed it for the last 4 years that you've done it, and people are in awe with it. I was privileged to be involved with one of your events. We came out, we covered it. From the minute we got there, stepped into the room, the elegance, the ambiance, the professionalism, the people, it was superb. It's something that you have to participate in. And if you have a significant other, a loved one, a wife, a husband, a significant other, someone that you love and cherish, you need to be there to show your appreciation of love and on this special day of Valentine's Day. Tell us about your organization, Lydia.
Okay. To start, and 2007, I had a vision, and in this vision, I just saw something very large, and God said, you will have a business. I didn't actually thought it was a car dealership because at the time I was selling cars. But after that, within the years, I just resonated within the thought, and I started the business as the Valentine's Day well, not the Valentine's Day Gala. It was just a business of promoting. And I started in 2010. But as we went through the years and making it into the Valentine's Day Gala, it was all about helping the artists and different people to understand that they're worth what they're doing and to keep their dreams. I wanted to show them that they don't have to just sell tickets for people and then get to perform. And then after that, they just leave and you don't even get a glass of water. So I put on a big show at my church, FCF World Outreach, in Owens Mills, Maryland. So to say that God said in the beginning to have a for-profit and a non-profit, I didn't understand it, didn't worked along with non-profit organizations to help support them through my event. But come this year, April 24th, I started a nonprofit, Breaking the Chains Ministry. And the reason I did that is because, of course, he said that earlier, but I saw that that's exactly what the connection needed through the Lydia's events. It added that piece of love that we have to be able to give, to be able to share and network and connect to other organizations and help them grassroots to their visions by giving of our resources and our talents and love and seed where there need to be seeded. Together, we get things done. By yourself, it's very hard and sometimes you get through, but together you do make a big difference. And so by doing the breaking of the chains, it's different. It's not about me. It's all about you. It's all about everybody else and connecting with them and helping them through their bondages. This added the extra love, the love that this event needed to show what we do all year long and present at the Valentine's Day Gala to let people know the love of sharing and connecting and networking with others. Our mission statement says, our mission is to reach out to entrepreneurs and grassroots entities in bondage to help them develop their visions by the use of our talents, love, and seed, breaking the chains one by one. And what stands with that from God is Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, which it says exactly what done through this organization that we can do all year long. And then at the love event, when we are sharing the love, we can then say what was done all year long as you intake love.
What you're doing is so commendable. It's so needed. We need more love. There was a song years ago, all the world needs is more love. We just need love. Yeah. People stop loving each other. People stop caring about each other. People stop celebrating Valentine's Day. People don't want to even come out the house in some cases on Valentine's Day. They walk by the Hallmark cards. They don't have anybody to give a Valentine's to. It's a Valentine's Day is one of my favorite days of the year. I love Valentine's Day because of the love it represents, the beauty of the aspect of having love in your heart and love for another individual. Will you be my Valentine? It starts out when you're a young child in kindergarten. They give you little teeny hearts. Will you be mine? It's all about love. And if you can learn that as a little child in kindergarten and carry it all the way through to an event like yours, then you have truly enjoyed Valentine's Day. And I commend you for even having the vision, the thought, the preparation, the money. It's not an easy thing. Give us the actual ticket price and how to get tickets.
Okay, the ticket price this year is $85, and that's the event is from 5 to 10, and it's $85. And then we have a VIP ticket that's $115. The $115 has you come in at 4 p.m., and you have a reception where you meet with all the artists and any media that is involved. And the band, you get signal, you get their pictures, and you'll also be able to interact with them. Then, after that, then the VIP goes right on into the regular reception, but those artists and all aren't in that reception at all. So that's all ticket prices. It's VIP $115, and regular tickets are $85. You can get these tickets online at cmlsevents.com, and that's the website, cmlsevents.com. And you can also call 410-241-8738, and I will be able to take it over the phone. And then we're going to also have a couple other venues where you can pick up tickets as well. But I want you to know that it's not about a ticket. It's basically paying your way, and then we know your name. Because at the event, you will not need that ticket to get in. It's just your name.
Fantastic. You seem to have this all mapped out. It's all together. It's going to be the different venue, Martin's West. That's going to be the one in Baltimore, correct?
Yes, the Martin's West in Baltimore, Maryland. It is 6817 Dogwood Road, and the zip code on that is 21244. You can see it right off of 695 as you're going toward Towson, Maryland. And you'll see it off to, coming out of Washington, you would see it off to your left. Coming from, let's just say, Pennsylvania, you'll see it off to your right.
Now, who are the artists that's going to be performing? Give us the names of the artists that's going to be performing.
Well, one that we have on right at this moment is Karan Jones, and she's a gospel singer, and an R&B singer, and she's also a minister. There, I don't have my whole lineup to be able to say at this time. We're still looking at those artists. This event is so special because after this one, we're multiplying our event and going on to Atlanta. So this is a very, very special event that's going to be put here, that's going to take place here at Martin's West. It's going to also be sort of a remembrance of the other events all in one. So we're looking at some of the artists that's been with us all this time to attend this event and maybe say something. I may have them sing or do something that they do, but it's an anniversary type. Well, it's not an anniversary. It's always a fourth anniversary. It's an anniversary, but it's one that's going to incorporate all of the ones that we've done and all the different events that we've done. So those that are going to be there at this moment, I haven't reached out or had the contact with them yet. It's still a little early, and that's why I say I hope by October I'll have that in place. All will be on the website as it develops. And it's going to be such a full pack impact of the entertainment that you won't have a moment that you won't be enjoying yourself, and plenty of time to be holding and kissing your loved one that you bring to the event.
That's so nice to be able to be in love and to cuddle, just to sit there and hold hands and to enjoy some good music and look in each other's eyes and gaze and realize how special you are to each other on that particular day, to enjoy the company of each other on that particular day. But mainly you can dance and you can eat and you can just enjoy the whole festivities where it's love all around you. That's what Valentine's Day is about. You really can't be at an event with someone if it's not your Valentine on Valentine's Day. It sends it all. So I'm just a romantic at heart. I just love the fact that you can come and have a romantic dinner with a rose, candy, gifts. Just sit there and enjoy the whole festivity of being with your one, only Valentine.
Yes, and even though this is all about love with your partner, it's also love that could go towards your mother, your father, your uncle. It's really to show love as we did, as you spoke of, in elementary school, as we handed everybody in the class a Valentine, because we were saying, I love you, to everyone. And that's the kind of ambiance that's in this room. There you will also be able to meet someone. I do have ballroom dancing, and we have dancers coming in that will engage with all of the audience to dance with those that don't have partners. And these are men and women. You will have others that are singles that come with other friends just to be at this event because they do realize in the time that I've had it that they do see other people to dance with, meaning it could be male, female, or whatever it is of your choice. But the thing is that you're sharing love, and you can come even if you came by yourself. You would even be able to understand and have a good time, and you won't be there by yourself because of what we have and what we show and what we do. You will be very much so involved.
Excellent point. I love the fact that you said you can show love to your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, your nephew. That's an excellent point because at some point, man, your mother would like to come out for this Valentine's Day festivity.
Right.
You can bring your mother. Your mother may not have a significant other. She may be a widower. She may be just single, but she can now come to an event. But you also touched upon something that is really, really, really important for people who don't have somebody. They can come and not feel out of place. They can come right. and possibly meet someone, or they can dance with the ballroom dancers. That's an excellent, excellent touch upon what you're saying as far as your event's concerned. Because so many people don't have nobody. So many people right. don't have a significant other. They want to come out and meet somebody. If you could just meet somebody, that's the way it works. If you could just find
right.
somebody. We're going to come back with closing statements. We want to make your closing statements, but we're on our Newsmaker line with Lydia Murphy. We're going to come back with our closing statement. This has been a truly a pleasure and an honor to have you on the airwaves, and I'm looking forward to your event. But we'll be right back. Made you the head, not the tail. It's your inheritance. And Lydia, you're going after it. You're getting your inheritance, your destiny. You're doing what you are blessed to do. You, God has favored you. God has been in your corner all your life, and it's showing now the way you're helping and blessing others. So give us your closing statements.
Okay. I would just like to say that for all of us to love, we have to give, and to let giving be your most important thing that you do, because as you give, that makes someone else smile, and that is what God wants us to do, is to give with a joyful heart, and it makes everybody feel love. I'd like you to go to my website, which is CMLS, Breaking the Chains Ministry, Inc., and you will see the event posted. You can also go to CMLS, LydiasEvents.com, and the event is posted. You can buy tickets from either page, and you can also make donations on the nonprofit page, which is Breaking the Chains Ministry. I hope that I'll see you at the event, but follow the page, and you will be able to see everything as it develops. And I will be back on air to announce our changes that are going to come within these next few months. And you can also reach me on 410-241-8738. And I hope to see you there.
Fantastic. I am so happy that you came on the airways today. And I'm looking forward to the event. The event is something that I basically know that people need to go to. And you said such a mouthful about how this event will help so many people. And there's so many aspects of the event that you can participate in. That's what's so great about your events. So I commend you. I really appreciate you. And we're going to get the word out through BeThereMagazine.com. And we're going to make sure that it's advertised and people know about it. We want the place to be full and packed and everything be successful. Again,
thank you.
It's a pleasure
thank
and an honor for
much.
Having you on the airway. Okay, fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow morning with the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio.